Hello?
Hello?
Okay, it is working. It was just off in my ears. How lovely. Anyways, happy Thursday. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. DJ Emmeline.
And DJ Theo.
Back at it again with ADP. And boy, do we have some treats for you today. I've forgotten what they are, but they are treats, and you will enjoy them. Anything to add?
No.
All right, welcome to radio.
Thank you.
Hey, y'all. So you just listened to Ramble On by Led Zeppelin and then Best Life by Alex Cameron. Or actually, we should just say you just listened to Matilda by Pup. Yes. But then there are other songs that we played beforehand that I started listening before. You also heard Born to Run by Bruce Springsteen and Strange Overtones by David Byrne. And, or is it Byron? It's B-Y-R-N-E. He's the Talking Heads guy.
I think Byrne.
Byrne. That's right.
That's right.
That sounds good. All right, so you take over since you're perfect.
True. So the last song we played, Matilda by Pup, we're going to see that artist May 10th. I think it's at House of Blues. I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I just think it's going to be fun. It's general admission, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We better get there a little bit early so we can get to the front.
I'm in. I always hate like people who expect to be at the front when they arrive like just on time or later. It's like, no, I'm not going with you. I like to be in the front of things. I think that's really cool. But if I'm like with someone that shows up a little bit later and they want to push to the front, I'm like, no, that's rude, I can't. And I'm weird that way. I like won't do it.
I know, I don't like pushing either. It makes me feel uneasy because it's clear that it's annoying to everybody.
Yeah
Like I felt super awkward at GovBall when I had to push backwards to like leave things. I felt like I was being a nuisance the whole time.
Yeah And that's like the one where people should be happy because oh, you're getting out of my way. But yeah, going forward I get so anxious if I'm at a concert with someone and they're trying to go up, because at a certain point you just stay put. It's like these people are locking arms. They do not want me to go forward.
Yeah,
I don't want to go forward. Actually, I'm not committed to the role.
Yeah, I'm not like combative like that. Like I don't want to like push through people and annoy them.
Yeah.
And plus, like, when a concert starts, everybody like pushes to the front anyways, you know. Like everybody just like somehow naturally just runs to the front, even if we're already super close. So you're gonna be closer than you think anyways.
Yep.
But I would love to be near the front, but I'm not gonna fight people for it. But when I was like younger, I used to show up to concerts like hours early just so I could get near the front. Like literally I would be there for like 4 hours before and just sit there.
Oh my gosh.
I literally just sit there.
You are a real one for that. Is this like Warped Tour era? What would happen?
No, because Warped Tour is like the same thing as GovBall, where you just like go to different stages. Or at least it was like that. This is like when I would go to like general admission concerts like any other band. It was mostly when I was going to like more like metal concerts, but also like, I hate to out myself on the radio like this, but when I was in Imagine Dragons stan, I've probably been to like 20 Imagine Dragons concerts, and I would show up so early, like so early, that I would be like the front of the line, like literally. I remember there was like 3 different times where I was the first person in line, and I was at the barricade, so it was worth it. But it was a good way to make friends too, you know, because everybody's just kind of sitting there for hours, like. But I had made a lot of internet friends through, like, liking them. So we would, like, meet up at the concerts and just, like, chill and wait in line for, like, hours. And then there have been a few times where I've met the members of Imagine Dragons because of that. That's the other thing, is I was really also into, like, staying afterwards for, like, hours afterwards. So that when, like, finally the bands would come out of their vans and be like, hey, like, get the hell away from us. Like, we'll sign your stuff. Like, just leave.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Which I would do for Pup, but I know that's not going to be anyone else's vibe, so I won't force anyone to do that. But, yeah.
Sorry, we can come a little bit earlier. As far as staying after, I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I
if I have
that.
An excellent time and I'm like, ah, I want to harass these people. So, Pup, if you're one of the 20 people listening to us, you better watch out. We're going to say hello, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, baby. I wonder, like, how much of a fan base they have, because they get, like, a lot of streams. Like, if I click on their profile, it says they have, like, 600,000 monthly listeners.
Oh, wow.
But I'm always in, like, the top 1% of that. But I wonder, like, how many people will be there that are, like, super fans, you know?
We should go there and call everybody a fake fan, and then they'll tell us. That's how we
they'll
find out.
They'll tell us what?
whether or not they're a real fan.
Oh, true.
Then we'll find out.
I'd be like, sing every song off every album now. Right now.
I only partially know one song, and that's it.
You don't need to know. I feel like it's also fun to go to concerts where you don't really know the music as well. Because mm-hmm. it's, like, cool to experience the music first live. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you can listen to it later and be like, oh, that's what it sounds like when it's recorded. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going with some friends, too. So, and I know, like, Jace is going to want to be up there, too. Because he's, like, so, like, into that kind of stuff. So I know he's going to want to be near the front. I feel like Bailey would be into it, too. Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to... We're gonna party hard.
Nice.
It'll be fun.
I'm going to a much tamer concert this evening. I am interested in the mix of people going. It's Portugal the Man, Alt-J, Cherry Glazer, and Sir Chloe. But it's one of those stadium ones where I'm gonna be in a seat. So I don't think I'm gonna know how to behave. Like, yeah. I'm used to fighting for your life, trying to get a good spot, trying to, like, keep in that little window, but... I just have to go to my number and sit down.
Yeah.
And then I guess stand up at some point and then sit back down. I don't know. I'm just having a hard time picturing it. I know. Even though I liked all those people, especially in like 2018, it's like nonstop. Mm-hmm. That was just my playlist. But
I know it's awkward to sit in a stadium because I feel like I'm always like, are the people next to me standing or sitting? Should I be doing what they're doing? Mm-hmm. It's just like kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah, but I guess when you think about it, your options are more limited, which is comforting. You're either standing there or sitting there. Mm-hmm. In GA, it's like, okay, am I touching shoulders with the person to my right and to my left? Am I moving forward? Am I going back? Like, what do I do here? I have to go to the bathroom. How do I leave?
Yeah.
All this extra stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing, too, is if you have to go to the bathroom, like, it's over for you. Like,
oh, yeah.
Now you're at the back again.
Oh, yeah.
True. We'll have to make sure to use the restroom before.
No, just don't drink water.
Dog. Yeah, don't hydrate. Don't eat.
Don't eat, don't hydrate, just vibe, show up. Just trust the energy. Anyways, we do have more treats for you today. What's our next treat?
The next treat is Fame by David Bowie.
Oh, how lovely. I hope you like it. I'm going to see David Bowie in concert tomorrow.
When?
Tomorrow.
Oh. Why do you like to lie? Women love to lie. Did you know?
Yeah.
You're constantly lying. You've never told the truth ever.
There is no concert tonight. Actually, we're not going to pub.
It was all just an elaborate scheme for something to talk about. Something to fill the space.
We could have filled the space with something so much cooler.
Yeah.
People will just believe us.
Like that I'm going to be cast in a new Marvel movie.
Yes!
New Ant-Man.
It's called Eternal Ant-Man. The saga.
I am Ant-Man.
Oh, man. Anyways, all here's right. Some Bowie.
Thank you. What's the name? We'll be right back. can't help but shine. And when the wave approaches, take our ashes to the ocean. Who cares if hell awaits? We're having drinks at heaven's gate. So don't play for us. We don't need no modern Jesus.
Bye. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Someone high with birthday for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life. I get open to the memory of a day for the rest of my life.
Hey!
Hey. That was Alt-J. What song was it?
You and Me is a request by our dear friend, Mac. We hope you enjoyed, Mac.
I like the song, but I can't lie. I did not understand a word he was saying. But I was vibing. Like, I was bobbing my head like a fool. Anyways, very excited to see them this evening.
Yes.
And I'll listen to that song again. And I will look up lyrics. I thought he said memory at some point, and I don't know if that's a word. I think it is. Anyways, I'm really truthfully, I don't know what he said, but I had a good time. We have one last song for you before we take off, but you can catch us again next week at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
EST, baby.
EST at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Tell us Freeform Radio. Also, apparently we kept it to Freeform today because most listeners left.
Let me check right now. 16 listeners, baby.
Yeah.
That's very down. I feel like we normally have around like 20. Like sometimes we have a little over 20, but when we started talking too much, people were like, we gotta get out of here.
We're not famous anymore.
I think the LGBT ad like might have brought back some of the listeners, though.
Yeah,
People love that.
Yeah, all the right. Hoser song was for the LGBT community as well.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
We have one last song. I don't know its name.
It's I'll Supply the Love by Toto.
Cool. That was against my will.
Just kidding. I'll turn it off. It's fine.
No, just kidding. I'm looking forward to the song. Anyways...
Goodbye.
Bye.